Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 23rd of June. The US attack on Iranian targets has provoked predictable results. We live in a world of political polarization and soundbite economics, where sensationalism sells. The narrative is therefore likely to be more extreme than the reality, and investors need to be cautious of knee-jerk overreactions. In the days ahead, every deck chair general will be delivering opinions based on all the experience that can be derived from once having read a Tom Clancy novel. Both supporters and opponents of the attack are likely to stress, maybe even exaggerate, the drama of the situation, the former to justify US action, the latter to brand the action as reckless. It is important to look past the rhetoric and focus on what, if anything, has actually changed in the world economy. The two principal concerns of investors are the supply of oil and, to a lesser extent, disruption to non-oil shipping. The Iranian parliament has threatened to close the Straits of Hormuz, but this is a gesture. The Security Council would be the body that attempted such a move. Risks to oil supply have, therefore, increased, but investors are not likely to ascribe a high probability here. Iran needs oil revenue and does not need to provoke other oil-producing Gulf states. Attacks on non-oil shipping are more likely, because these can be carried out by groups not directly controlled by Iran. Iran's allies might object to wholesale attacks on shipping, but they would be difficult to control. However, trade volumes are more threatened by US trade taxes than disruption in the Gulf, and there are alternative routes. There are other economic effects to consider. US President Trump may have just been tactical in saying that there would be no attack right before the attack, but the suggestion of regime change in Iran, when the administration is explicitly not calling for regime change, adds to policy uncertainty. This is something that translates into trade negotiations, and those seeking a trade deal with the states will have to factor in this unpredictability. While the oil price rise is not a serious threat to the global economy, at least so far, the change will be noticeable in US gasoline prices at around the same time that trade taxes start to create inflation in other areas of the US consumer's shopping basket. This increases inflation perceptions in the States, and it gives a stronger cover story that might allow profit-led inflation. So the US consumer reaction to trade taxes may be more pronounced than had initially been expected. Tourism to the Gulf area is likely to be affected. Flights are already being cancelled to certain destinations, and general travel warnings have been issued. None of these effects should be overlooked, and again, investors should be careful not to overreact. And the Fukushima effect also applies here. Markets will always tend to underestimate the ability of people to adapt in the face of a crisis. Away from the geopolitical noise directly, we have various central bank speakers on the agenda, including ECB President Lagarde. It is too soon to expect any meaningful central bank response to the attacks on Iran, other than comments about providing liquidity if required and generic remarks on the other economic effects. South Korea's first 20 days trade for June showed some strength in exports. There was a surge in exports to Europe and some increase in sales to the United States, ahead of the presumed, though by no means certain, increase in US trade taxes for goods arriving in US ports after early July. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.